My 7-year-old daughter came to me one day. Now she's 18 now, but when she was 7, she came to me and said, "Dad, I want to make some money." And so we created a plan, and within one day, by the end of that one day, she made $250. So I'm going to share how she did that today and what you can learn from it as we dig into this little story that I got for you here today. So she came to me in the morning, said, "Dad, I want a lemonade stand because I want to make some money." And so I lent her $25 for startup costs. We went to the store and bought some things that she wanted to have at her lemonade stand. And, you know, she wanted to make a sign. She wanted to have, obviously, lemonade. She wanted to have a couple snacks. I think she had some brownies and some things like that there. And we went to the store. She made everything. And we walked up to the corner. We were in a cul-de-sac. We walked up to the corner and we were in business. All right. And what's cool, guys, is she, on her sign, she wrote lemonade in a way that it looked French. So capital L, E, capital M, it looked like. So it was like lemonade. So she could charge more money for it. So anyway, it was kind of a cool little side thing that I just thought of. But so started a lemonade stand. Sales were slow. Wasn't off to the start that she wanted. So she opened her eyes and she looked around. And she put her thinking cap on and saw that about 50 yards down the street was a construction site that had a bunch of guys there working. And it was a hot summer, humid day in Illinois where we lived at the time. So what would you do? She said, "Dad, we need to relocate the business." So we picked up the lemonade stand. We walked it 50, 60 yards down the road, kind of across the street where we could get close to this place so they could see it. And she had consistent sales all day. Within 2 hours, she paid back the $25 business loan investment that I gave her, handed me $25 in cash. And then from there on out, by the end of that day, 4:30, she had $250 in profit as a 7-year-old girl. Okay, so guys, here's the lesson. What did she get right? All right? What did she get right? Number one, she identified people with a need that were more likely to be thirsty, okay? What good is it to sell lemonade if you don't have thirsty people? The other thing that she realized is she wanted to make sure that she was in a location where the people that had the need were more likely to walk over to the lemonade stand. The people driving by in their cars are less likely to stop, okay? They got somewhere to go. But she knew that, hey, they're working, it's hot, they're sweaty. I got lemonade. It's cold. And I got some other cool snacks. She also priced everything in a way so that whenever they handed her something, they would all say, "Keep the change." All right. Which was very generous of them. And, you know, if a glass of lemonade was $1.50 or whatever, they'd hand her $2 to go keep the change. All right. Which also contributed to the higher profits. But guys, here, the point is you must identify who your ideal client is. You got to take the time to do that. The other thing that she got right is that she found an environment, I kind of touched on this, but she found an environment where people were thirsty. You need to have an environment where people want what you have. So my question for you here is this: have you identified your ideal client? I am blown away that when I ask this, I'll do workshops, you know, for contractors, be 100 guys in the room, and I'll go, "Who's your ideal client for you know, your kitchen remodeling business?" And every time somebody will go, "Everybody who's got a kitchen." Guys, that's not the case. Okay? That's not getting specific about your ideal client. Everybody is not your customer. If you're a painter, just because somebody has a home doesn't mean that they are your ideal client. Just because there's drywall to paint doesn't mean that they need or want what you do.
Fighters, you probably heard about Mile High Profit Summit, but what you might not know is that we have added what we are calling the Elite Ticket Package this year in 2023. And I'm excited about this because in an intimate setting, I get to hang out with you and you get to hang out with me, but you also get to hang out with Ben Newman and Renee Rodriguez, two powerhouses in the communications and high performance coaching space. Now, listen, when you're a high performer, you rely on the power of a high-functioning team. And to do that, you have to possess world-class communication skills. In this intimate group setting, we're going to introduce you to some of the best practices that the highest performing organizations in the world are implementing right now. This event is going to empower you to unlock your true potential and your next level of success. So go to milehighprofitsummit.com. Come spend the day with me, Ben, and Renee, and let's reach your next level of success. Let's go get it. I'm out. Now, back to the kitchen example. All right. Instead of saying everyone who has a kitchen is my ideal client, a better answer would be, oh, empty nesters who own a business and are wanting to entertain more often, but they don't because they're embarrassed of the way their home looks. See, that's a better ideal client. And then what you can do is you can then craft all of your marketing messaging and put yourself in the environment where you're more likely to be found and have those people attracted to you. So I have a question for you on your ideal client here, guys. Who would you clone if you could? Think about that for a minute. You've done a bunch of projects. We've all had those projects where we're like, man, if every single person was like Julie, boy, life would be good. So I want you to do that. I want you to write down who you would clone in a heartbeat. And then I want you to take some time and really think back to the interaction you had with them. Think about where they found you. Think about what messages resonated with them. Think about what need or desire or pain that they had that they needed you to help them with. And that will set you on the path of really identifying who your ideal client is so you're not wasting your time on the wrong corner. All right. So revisit that past client list. That's a big to-do for you guys here today. Look for those commonalities, and I promise you it will open your eyes. Start there, then craft your messages, hone it all in, and you will be well on your way to building a stronger marketing presence that will command higher dollars for you and your business that you deserve because of the needs that you're meeting. All right, so listen, the other cool thing was you get really clear on identifying your ideal client, like the example I used for the kitchen, like, hey, I want empty nesters who own a business. There's a reason I like people who own businesses because they got money and they're busy, okay? And they get less bids, little hack for you there, all right? But if you're dialed in on that, then you become known as the person who helps people just like that. And word spreads and your word of mouth goes up and the marketing messages you do speak to them more and they're more likely to respond and the wrong people are more likely to be repelled by those messages. So again, my key takeaway here for you guys is identify your ideal client and market to that one person, not just the masses, but think about who you want to clone and market to that one person. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to this channel. If you want more help on marketing, take some of these concepts deeper. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/marketing-boot-camp or hit the link in the description. And we got a nice program for you there that's got several hours of marketing training to help you win more in your business. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.